And the next one is, how do you spend your money? We just got through saying, if you had $10,000, how would you spend that $10,000? You know, you write your checks in exactly in the sequence of the priorities. As the money comes in, you put things into priority. You pay things according to what's most important to you. You pay that first. You always seem to have the money for things that are really important to you. And you seem not to have the money for things that aren't really important to you. When somebody says to me, no matter what I do, I just can't save. I just don't have enough money to save. What that means is everything that they're paying their money on is more important than saving. That's all it means. The next is, what do they think about most? That's the fifth one. What do you think about most? What do you think about? When you're daydreaming, what do you think about? What are you thinking about? Next is, what are you visualizing and dreaming about? What are you visualizing and dreaming about? What are you visualizing and dreaming about? The next one is, what are you affirming in your mind? What's the internal dialogue you're having with yourself? How are you talking to yourself? Are you saying, I'm a multi-millionaire money magnet, no matter what I touch turns to gold? Are you saying that I'm a vastly fortunate multi-millionaire, no matter where I go, I keep running into opportunities to make more millions? What are you saying to yourself? I'm amazed at myself. It seems like no matter where I go, opportunities to make vast fortunes come to me. I'm at the right place at the right time to meet the right people to make the right deal. Is this what's going on in your mind? How are you talking to your own dialogue? The next one is, what do you converse about? If you go out to lunch with somebody, what are you going to end up talking about? You'll move the conversation in the direction of your highest values. If they're talking about something that's highest on their value, you'll immediately try to get it over to what's important to you. So what do you talk about most? The next is, what do you react to? When somebody says something that supports your values, you'll smile. When somebody goes up against you and challenges your values, you'll frown and withdraw from them. What are you withdrawing from when they're talking about? And what are you attracted to when they're talking about? And the last one is, if you were to write out a set of goals, what would be the top five goals you'd write? Because they'd be up on your value list. These are indicators. They're indicative of what your values are. Whatever those values are, money is somewhere, and wealth building is somewhere in that scale of values. If it's way at the top, you're probably already on your way to being wealthy. If that's where it's been, you've already been studying about wealth, you've been talking about it, you've been hanging out with people that are wealthy, you've been doing something to save your money because you have something to build your wealth for. If it's low on your value list, you haven't gotten around to it yet. You'll think, well, I'll get around to it, or somehow it'll just be taken care of. How many of you have had at least an illusion that somehow it'll just be taken care of and another decade went by? How many of you thought, gee, by now I thought I'd be? So your hierarchy of your values dictates your destiny. How you fill your space, your time, your energy, your money, your think about, visualize, affirm, what you internally dialogue and externally dialogue about, what you react to, and what your goals are. Those determine your values. If you did all that and did an analysis of that, you would find that you have a set of values and your life is demonstrating it. And that you're going, God, no wonder I'm the way I am. No wonder my wife is the way she is. My wife's, one of her high values is beauty and health. And so she does a lot to maintain her gorgeous beauty and also maintain her physical beauty and health. That's high in her value list. Nobody's right or wrong for their value list, but whatever their value list is determined, that determines their destiny. That's how their life is going to live. If you discovered that your hierarchy of values has wealth down near the bottom, unless we raise it higher on the value list, what's likely to occur? More month at the end of your money than money at the end of your month. So we have to raise it up. Well, here's two steps on how to raise the economic values. Two steps. They work, guarantee they work, but you have to work them to do it. One is to write down 200 general benefits of building wealth and saving money. 200 general benefits of building wealth and saving money. Just write down 200 creative benefits to you of building wealth and saving money. The more you associate in the brain, benefit, 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 keep going, benefit, 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 and get creative on it, the more saving money and building wealth goes up on your value list. Just automatically plugs in on a higher level. The second it's in a higher level, you're walking around and now seeing opportunities you didn't see before. Now having motivation, somebody takes you out to dinner and they take you to dinner and you were planning on paying for it and it was a $75 dinner and you immediately go, God, I was willing to pay that. If I was willing to pay that and they took care of it, I immediately got $75 I can go put in my savings. You see that as an opportunity to save money. Beforehand, you didn't. You immediately go, oh, well, I didn't have to pay for that. I can go buy something over here that depreciates in value. You understand the difference here? The second it's up high on your value list, you see opportunities. All of a sudden go in the bookstore, instead of reading a novel that's a fantasy sexual novel or something, all of a sudden now you're reading a book on how to build wealth. And you get one idea, and that one idea from a $15 book just made you another $150,000 over the lifetime. Or, instead of going to dinner and wanting to talk about something that's less important to you, now you want to go to dinner and talk with a mentor and ask them how did they get their wealth. You have a shift in your value systems. Now there's a price to pay. Because whatever goes up on the value list tends to have order. Whatever tends to go down on the value list tends to create chaos. So whatever, just like you were in financial chaos before, because money was down below and saving and wealth building was below, now if it goes up, you start bringing order there, but whatever now gets shifted down below starts having chaos. So now maybe you're interested in building your wealth, but maybe you're not interested in working out quite as much. Or you're maybe not spending quite as much time socializing because you're now watching your investments grow. Or maybe you're not going into the video stores and blowing an evening on videos. You're learning a strategy on marketing or managing money or business. In other words, your values are shifting. It's not better or worse, not right or wrong, just different outcomes, more options. So, 200 benefits, general benefits. The second, let's say you found out that your highest values existing right now was your children's education, your children's home, your children's health, etc. And you realize that you're broke and you're in financial chaos and your standard that you're willing to offer them is not as high as you'd like and you're always working for money instead of having it work for you. So you said, I want to raise my wealth consciousness, my worthiness financially. I'm writing my 200 benefits, but now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it up there. I don't want to sacrifice my kids in the process. I don't want to make them go out and work, although I'm working on a book right now on how to get your kids to start working at age 2 so you can retire at age 40. I'm joking, but I actually have this idea in my mind how to do that. How many would buy that book? I knew it was a bestseller there. How to get your kids to work for you so you can retire? I think that'd be great. The reason you're laughing is because it's usually the other way around, right? Most people's. The second one is 200 ways, specific ways, 200 specific ways in which building wealth and saving money is going to help your children's education, children's health, children's home. And there's linking building wealth and saving money now to whatever's presently highest on your value list. So one was a generic one, general benefits, and the other was the specific benefits. How specifically is building wealth going to help me with my children?